Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Atlanta Hawks, as said in the baseball world, the 1 year I got to do baseball in the summer. It's the second of a two-game series. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. You didn't know I did the Red Sox for a summer.
Remember I didn't that? Know. What summer was
it
that?
It was the summer before you arrived. In fact, that year, and the funny part about it was I had to leave. The radio station changed, and the Celtics went over to the station we're on now. So I ended up leaving the Red Sox a few weeks before the end of the season. And instead of being at Game 6 of the World Series when they won the World Series in the booth, I was with you and Vitor in Toronto on opening night starting that mighty 13-14 campaign. So, yeah, it's funny how life takes you in different paths.
You are truly invested in the Celtics. I mean, that was the first night that we did our pregame radio show.
Yes, it was.
And I think that was really the first time we said, no one's listening to this. There literally is nobody paying it because nobody's watching this game either because everybody was watching the Red Sox.
So you're saying that's the first time people tuned you out? your expression.
Listen,
is,
you've been doing this long enough. Yeah, which day are we talking about?
Your expression is impacting the ball. Something
is
that,
it? Is that my only use. Expression?
I said it's your expression means an expression you use. Don't
an expression I use.
I will make this a half an hour if you think you're going to run out the clock.
The media will be waiting for me.
Sure, they will.
Shortly.
I figured out why you moved it. Now, something that you did not do obviously well enough Wednesday. Paint a picture of what your vision of impacting the ball is when you use that expression.
Make them feel you. Make them uncomfortable. Make it everything difficult. Challenge everything. Nothing easy. There's a lot of phrases you could use to describe that. And, you know, that starts with you can only impact it if you're actually back on defense.
Yeah,
so that actually is step one. And it goes back to, actually, when the shot goes up on your end, if you're staring or not running back, then you're probably not going to be back on defense. Then it's hard to impact the ball. And so first things first, let's get back, and then let's impact the ball.
So, but you can't, like, yell, miss it from, like, 20 feet away. That's not really
I mean, you can, and it may really have a little bit more impact than usual, although it might be a little muffled under the mask. But I think you do, you know, there's not a lot of people in the building. It can be pretty quiet. It's actually part of the impact thing that we've talked about this morning is at some point we got to, you know, our productivity as a team will likely follow how loud and connected we are as a team. And until you're really – when you're really connected, you can hear it as well as see it. That's what we're striving towards.
And I imagine you could hear it when there's 18,000 people in the building, let alone
– For sure. And that's where great teams get. You know, we have some really good players who by nature are quiet, right? So I think that one of the things that you really want to see is – them choose their spots, and then, you know, some of our older guys to use that voice more and to get our energy where it needs to be and our execution where it needs to be just simply by the engagement of one's voice.
You said something on your radio hit yesterday. It bothers me that, you know, you cheat on this segment by doing, you know, that once-a-week radio hit.
I'm not sure. Is that, like, on a contract or something?
I don't know. You talk to your
– Those guys are good. I like those guys.
They are good.
Even though they peppered me yesterday. But
they did. They came
I'm shocked that I got peppered yesterday.
I know.
I mean,
stunning,
just wasn't even ready for it.
Because who could have seen that coming? Well, one of the things you mentioned, and I kind of bring it up. I say things over and over, and then it becomes sort of deaf ear. And I was glad you did because
– They're toning you out.
Exactly. Well, yeah. They've been doing that to me for years. It's for you, it's a new thing.
That's why you should have just chosen. What did Mike's dad tell him?
Mike Gorman's dad famously told him never pass up the opportunity to say nothing, which he has parlayed into a Hall of Fame career, and here I am doing this with you. So obviously his father was right. But swinging back to the topic at hand, you were 16-30 in 2015, made the playoffs. 19-19 the next year, midseason. People forget that, and you won 48 games. 2018, it was the opposite, right? 16-2 start, 33-10, end up winning 55. That team went, which was a very good team, and went to Game 7 of the Conference Finals, went 14-13 for 2 months in the second half. Very similar stretch to now. The point being, you made the point yesterday, and you probably said it better than I did, but there's an element of almost you're on scholarship if you get off to that hot start versus if your 14-14 stretch comes at the beginning of the year versus – say, hidden two-thirds of the way through the year, it doesn't draw as much attention.
I'm going to take Mike's dad advice. I don't want to jinx it.
You were waiting. You were just waiting for that opportunity. But
I
that,
mean, you set it up. You set it up well with that piece of information and then that
ready.
Long question.
I was ready for – I had to, you know, I had to set it up. I was ready for you to come up with that short answer.
I will say this. Right? I'll answer this, that I think we have to, in coaching, you have to write down three things. What do you want to be? What is true? And how do you get there? Where do you want to go? What is true? How do you get there? We know where we ultimately would like to go, but let's also like deal in reality a little bit, right? So that's what we have to do. And then, okay, how do we get there? There are things that all of us can do better. And that's why we're a team. You know, it's not, we're not 14 and 14 because anybody is choosing to not do their jobs well, right? Everybody is investing. We just have to invest better. We have to invest more. We have to make sure the guys that are in the building are getting better, and we have to coach them better. All of that plays together. But that's a season. Like, the whole thing is to navigate a season. I love the line, don't let anyone write your obituary until it's over. And we got a lot of season left. I don't know when we're going to turn it the way that we want to turn it, but at the end of the day, we're going to strive to do that the best we can. That's all you can do. Like yesterday when they asked those questions, and I didn't think anything was – that's okay. That's what I understand what comes with the job, right? There's a lot worse things going on in the world. We just have to get our team a little bit better, you know, and so – that's where the focus is.
In this very bizarre
season. I should have just shut up and said nothing. It was such a good setup.
That was pretty good, but you did both. You got the joke in, and then you got a very
It wasn't a joke. It was
answer.
Real, right?
It was a...
That is a great phrase, by the way. You never get in trouble for what you don't say. I guess you could.
I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah.
See, there's a Ted Cruz joke, and I decided not to use it there. So we'll just slide on to the next thing. Which is,
don't get me started.
I'm trying not to.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's
actually
it?
Not
is that
unbelievable
the word? Thank
with
you.
Him.
That's not the right
Whatever.
Word. Whatever. Not the right word. All right, it is human nature to be myopic. We're talking about the Celtics and this and that. It's 14
what does
and
myopic mean?
It means it doesn't matter. It sounds good. It's an SAT word that Ted Cruz probably used to get into Harvard. But there are a lot of teams... good teams, Toronto, Miami, Dallas, they are under 500 right now, and it made me meander into the numbers, and this was sort of stunning to me, but makes all the sense in the world. There are 17 teams right now within 5 games of 500 in this very strange year where everyone's trying to figure it out. Last year at this exact same time, there were four, 27, 28 games into the year, and that can't be a coincidence with everybody trying to figure out a lot of different things in this environment.
You know, when you get to the point where you're no longer, like, you say the wrong thing because you couldn't take Mike's dad advice, you could be a stat like the analytics crew because you can spin any story you want. Like, you can make it say whatever you want to say. So, yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, there's a lot of teams that are dealing with the same thing we're dealing with. We're all in a pandemic, and we all are missing players. And that's why it's not an excuse. It's just what it is. And you do the best you can with what you have, and we need to do a better job. That's our bottom line. And I'm sure the other coaches in those other places would say the exact same thing. Although being in it and having friends in this and being able to reach out across the league, I know that it is – a great challenge right now at a lot of places.
Trying to think about the last 7 or 8 minutes and think of where we've been.
I mean, it's been a tough...
Where we want to go.
Yeah.
And how do we get there?
Is that what it was? No, it's what is true.
What is... That's a huge idea.
So that's a huge part, right?
If you can't, skip over that.
If you can't... We can all say where we want to go. But if you can't say, okay, this is real. This is really what's happening. This is true, right? Then it's hard. And so it's hard to be improved without some accountability. You know, I think that... Obviously, that's got to start with me, and we just have to improve.
We'll see what happens next as we move on to what is next, which is the game on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.